A Prayer for Donald Trump from the collection of Prayers for the Precious. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you, President Donald Trump, and your entire house, your nation, the United States of America, and all of your people to our Father in heaven. God is good. His mercy endures forever. God is good to you, Donald Trump. God is good to all of your people, for the Lord God is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one.
The name. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ.
For he has, by inheritance, obtained a more excellent name than the angels of God. In his excellent name,
we speak words of life over you and your entire house, all of your family on every side, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed, your land and your nation.
In the mighty and awesome name of Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant,
we go up into the camps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you, your posterity, and your house, for your entire family, your friends, neighbors, and countrymen, for all the brethren, all the leaders throughout the world, and all men. The words that Christ through us speaks to you and your family are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Doubtless you are our Father, though Abraham was ignorant of us and Israel does not acknowledge us. You, O Lord, are our Father. Our Redeemer from everlasting is your name. O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter, and we are the work of your hand. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Redeemer, our Savior, and our Lord, may you and all of your family receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and believe in his name. For as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. May the God of our salvation say to you and your family, I will lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of waters in a straight way in which they shall not stumble, for I am a father to them. Let you and all your people be born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on you, that you should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know you, because it did not know him. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray that you and your family will be led by the Spirit of God, be known as the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by which you cry out, Abba, Father. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. In Christ we pray that you and your descendants are baptized into Christ and put on Christ. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. In Christ we pray that you and all of your people will love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. Let you and all your family do good and lend, hoping for nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the highest, for he is kind to the unthankful and evil. Therefore, be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. for with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Then you, the righteous, will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of your Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. God grant that you know that you are of God.
And the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. And you know that the Son of God has come and given you an understanding, that you may know him who is true, and you are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ.
This is the true God and eternal life. We know that whoever
is born of God
does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him. Therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. You are our Father, our God, and the rock of our salvation. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, you who set your glory above the heavens. The Lord is our shepherd. He is named Jehovah Ra, Lord your shepherd. Jesus Christ, he is the good shepherd, for he gave his life for you and your house. Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Redeemer, he is who is the way, the truth, and the life, sends to you and all your family the Helper, the Comforter, even the Spirit of Truth, which will guide you into all truth. Because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, having girded your waist with truth. According to the eternal purpose, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keep you and all your family in his name and sanctify you by his truth. His word is truth. Therefore, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, having girded your waist with truth. In Christ we pray that you hear his voice, and he knows you, and you and all your people follow him. For he, Jesus Christ, who came as the high priest of good things to come, gives you eternal life, and you shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch you out of his hand. Let you be among the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. May you and all your loved ones be redeemed from among men, and in your mouth let no guile be found. Instead, may you be holy and blameless in love, being without fault before the throne of God. Jesus Christ, our high priest, is seated at the right hand of the majesty in the heavens, and is confessing you and your house before his Father who is in heaven. Behold, the man whose name is the branch, Jesus the Christ, from his place he shall branch out, and he shall build the temple of the Lord. Yes, he shall build the temple of the Lord. He shall bear the glory, and shall sit and rule on his throne. So he shall be a priest on his throne, and the council of peace shall be between him and you. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and the heavens. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. His name is Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and you, his people, shall never be put to shame. And in that day you will say, Praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his deeds among the peoples, make mention that his name is exalted. Let us offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, and let us call upon the name of the Lord. His name shall endure forever. His name shall continue as long as the sun, and man shall be blessed in him. All the nations shall call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only does wondrous things. Blessed be his glorious name forever. Let the whole earth be filled with his glory. We give thanks to you, O God, we give thanks, for your wondrous works declare that your name is near. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but to your name give glory, because of your mercy and because of your truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, for his name alone is exalted, his glory is above the earth and the heaven. May the door of your heart open, and you hear his voice, and he, the King, whose name is the Lord of hosts, call you, his own sheep, by name, and lead you, and go before you. And we pray you and your family follow him, for you know his voice. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory for ever and ever. For you were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. He makes you to lie down in green pastures. It is written, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. So we, your people, and sheep of your pasture, will give you thanks forever. We will show forth your praise to all generations. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. In the name above all other names, Jesus Christ, the chief shepherd, may the Lord lead you and all your family beside the still waters, for his name is Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace. Jesus Christ, whose name alone is the Lord, who is the most high over all the earth, shall leave with you peace. His peace he gives to you. Not as the world gives, does he give it to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. In him, Jesus Christ, the high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek, you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer. He, our Lord and Savior, has overcome the world. Having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, saying, Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, who dwells on high, who humbles himself to behold the things that are in the heavens and in the earth? He restores your soul. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals, is his name. To you who fear his name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. He has seen your ways, and he will heal you and your people, and lead you and your family, and restore comforts to you and your house. May the Lord be merciful to you, heal you, body and soul, heal your backsliding, and love you freely. According to his promise, let the Lord God bind up the bruise of his child and heal the stroke of your wounds. In the name of Jesus Christ, your strength, in whom you shall trust, may the God of your strength, the God of your defense, the God of mercy, bring health and healing to you. Heal and reveal to you the abundance of peace and truth. May the Father of glory release the power of the Holy Spirit to break through every barrier, to heal every hurt, to heal all brokenheartedness, to open your eyes to the truth, to turn you from darkness to light and the power of Satan to God, and to reconcile you to himself. Lord Jehovah, our everlasting strength, he leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. For he is called Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for you, that you might become the righteousness of God in him. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is your heritage, for you are not only a servant of the Lord, but also a child of God, and your righteousness is from God. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. In Christ we pray, for your sake he will not hold his peace, and for your family's sake he will not rest, until your righteousness goes forth as brightness, and your salvation as a lamp that burns. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, having put on the breastplate of righteousness.
In your name, Lord Jesus, we rejoice all day long, and in your righteousness we are exalted, for you are the glory of our strength, and in your favor our horn is exalted, for our shield belongs to the Lord, and our family to the Holy One of Israel.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. In his name, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil. For the Lord, our great and awesome God, is with you. For his name is called Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is present. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Jesus Christ, the light of the world, the light of life, is with you always, even to the end of the age. And those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Let us sing praise to the Lord who dwells in Zion. Declare his deeds among the people. In the name of Jesus Christ, the King, whose name is the Lord of hosts, let his rod and his staff comfort you, for he is Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but God grant that you will remember the name of the Lord your God. Through the Lord of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, you and all of your family will push down your enemies. Through his name you will trample those who rise up against you. Your help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. In God may you and your people boast all day long and praise his name forever. Selah. He, Jehovah Nissi, the Lord your banner, prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemies. So shall you fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. In the name of Jesus Christ, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved, may Jehovah Mekadishkim, the Lord who sanctifies you, anoint your head with oil. It shall come to pass in that day that his burden will be taken away from your shoulder and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, taking the helmet of salvation, for the Lord is your rock and your fortress and your deliverer, your God, your strength, in whom you shall trust, your shield and the horn of your salvation, your stronghold. Therefore, be strong in the name of the Lord and the power of his might, taking the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
In the name of Jesus Christ, the author of your salvation,
the door to salvation, in his name, that name which is raised up above all other names, we ask the God of your salvation to give you the shield of his salvation. May his right hand hold you up, his gentleness make you and your house great. May the God of mercy enlarge your path under you, so that your feet do not slip. Your cup runs over. For El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, is your God. Let you and your family take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. May you and your people rejoice in your salvation, and in the name of your God you shall set up your banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. We give thanks to you, O God, we give thanks, for your wondrous works declare that your name is near. We will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For you, O Lord, have magnified your word above all your name. May you praise the Lord your God with all your heart, and you and your people shall glorify his name forevermore. Let us praise the name of the Lord, that men may know that he, whose name alone is the Lord, is the most high over all the earth. For his name alone is exalted, his glory is above the earth and the heavens. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow you in your house all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. For thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Let us join ourselves to the Lord to serve him, and let us love the name of the Lord, be his servants, keep from defiling the Sabbath, and hold fast to his covenant. Praise the name of the Lord. He shall bring us to his holy mountain and make us joyful in his house of prayer. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, O you servants of the Lord. You who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises to his name, for it is pleasant. Sing to God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him who rides on the clouds, by his name, Yahi, and rejoice before him. And let us praise the name of God with a song, and we will magnify him with thanksgiving. Let us praise your great and awesome name, O God. You are holy.
So the nations shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth your glory.
But you, O God, shall endure forever in the remembrance of your name to all generations. In Christ we pray, according to all that the Lord has bestowed on you, and the great goodness towards your house which he has bestowed on you, according to his mercies, according to the multitude of his loving kindness, according to the riches of his grace and hope of eternal life, according to the good pleasure of his will, may you and your family be called by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, him who manifested God's name to men, who is the brightness of God's glory and the express image of his person, who is the image of God, being God, who was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory, from the rising of the sun even to its going down, his name shall be great among the nations. Jesus Christ, who stands at the right hand of God, who gave himself for our sins,
that he might deliver us from this present evil age,
according to the will of our God and Father, according to the work of God's mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things, receiving all authority in heaven and on earth, being the head of all principality and power, having power and authority over all demons, and having authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as our heavenly Father has given him. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and those on earth, and of those under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God. Jesus Christ, a chosen vessel of God to bear his name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to him be glory forever. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Jesus Christ, his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us, and Christ, the one God loved before the foundation of the world, according to the faith of God's elect, we pray that you believe in the name of the only begotten Son of God, for his name is to be feared among the nations. All peoples of the earth will know his name and fear him, according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to you in Christ Jesus before time began, according to the measure of Christ's gift and his new covenant and his riches in glory, may you and your family put on Christ. For as many of you as were baptized in Christ have put on Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, the shepherd and overseer of your souls, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, the firstborn of all creation, the image of the invisible God, he who is before all things, and through him all things exist. All things were created through him and for him. By him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. Him who sits at the right hand of the Majesty on high, the day spring, the dawn of the morning, from on high, all things are under his feet. Therefore, in his holy name, Jesus Christ, him who upholds all things by the word of his power, for he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than the angels of God, we ask our God and Father to grant that you and your people clothe yourself in Christ Jesus, and in the word and in faith, walking by faith and not by sight,